here having one of those cunting. I'll just check out my fucking.
Speaker down. I can do it too, I think. I have to watch the video. Because I think I can point my eyes out like that, where you're sort of like riding a motorbike and you have to scan a fucking wide area. You know, and you can just sort of. I can do, I think. But I can't look at the screen while I'm doing it. So anyway. So, you know, you just sort of stare ahead and just go wide, you know. Because I can see my fingers on both hands at the side of my fucking head. Anyway, gentlemen. Get off! You fucking cunt. Well, this once was an Aldi Jalapeno's jar. But for some reason, this jar is remarkably resistant to boiling water. So I've been using this to make tea, cinnamon tea, and now there's cloves are in the bottom, and this is actually what a teapot looks like on the inside, but except this is a teapot with a fucking transparent wall, so it's not like, ew, look at that, what a fucking grotty man. The cup's full of something else. Big job. But I like black tea. Coffee can drive me into psychosis. And so I alternate, what's that, turmeric, cinnamon, cloves, you know. Oh, and that holds about 2.2 litres. I'm having one of those cuntingly cuntish moments. Oh. Is the bad world going away? No. I'm trying to remember. Well, see that? That was clear. Well, that's transparent. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was transparent red perspex. But what happens is, oh, where's to go? What happens is, when placed over an LED light, there's enough sort of photonic energy to fade the dye out. And I think it only lasts like 2 or 3 months. So, my fucking brain hurts. What are we gonna do? Hello, little crawlies. Oh, this is it. That's why. That's extremely bright. That's an extremely fucking bright. I know, I can pop a filter in it. That's an extremely, it's a deep red, but it's an extremely bright deep red. Where can I filter this down to? I know, I'll filter it through some paper. It doesn't work. That is as dim as all fuck. But red, I think it's a calibration and filtering. I think red is the easiest colour for a CMOS chip to register. And that's why they put filters in it. Otherwise, we'd all be seeing everything in fucking infrared, you know? And don't bump the space bar when recording. What thieves do? Gossips are fucking... Oh, get onto something. This is the Aldi wire stripper. You know? And what happened was some tomato sauce was spilled in the jaws, which caused them to sort of glue up and shut up. But well, these are fucking brilliant mechanisms. So what happens is they're staggered. So what happens is, yeah, that's the clamping side. Where's my fucking head? First, the clamping side. Yeah, I'll show it like this. First, the clamp. Oh, there's a cut here. Yeah. First, the. First, the clamping side comes down, it grips the wire, and then first the clamping side comes down like that, and then the side you can see it through here, right? First the clamping side comes down, and then that's better. First the clamping side comes down, grips a wire, and then the guillotine side comes down, and then it spreads. Where's some wire? Oh, well, this will do. Bamboo skewer. Right. Get off. You've been fed, cunt. All right. Alright, so there's first the clamping side comes down. I see. And anyway, one of the things I picked up in my travels, or deliberately sought out and bought, is one of those little fucking ultrasonic cleaners. And, like, you know, they're for putting your glasses in, your reading glasses or whatever, you know. And they're fucking brilliant. And so what I did is I popped this. This had a blob of sauce had gotten into it and it rusted up a bit. Okay. I'll show you this. First comes down the wire. This is a magnetic plug. This is the house type thing, right? The little house type torch. So it's got a magnetic, I put in a magnetic type thing so your cables can for you know, in reconnecting it and stuff, right? So that's on a far, that's just, this is a cable. I've dyed the end red. This is just for charging. It doesn't hook up to anything. But this is the one when you're doing, you know, metalworking type stuff, and you don't, or water and dust and all these other sorts of things. So you don't want crap getting into the electronics, you know. So underneath there, you can see, you make out the fucking button, right? So that keeps all, a bit of tape over the end, and it's only been used for a few minutes here and there, and it'll go, I timed it. On a full charge, you get about 2 hours out of it, and on flashing, it goes for about 45 minutes, all right? So we'll get that. I want to show you this. So there's the, there's the jaws for the different wire strands, and yeah, that's it, right? And then on this side is the clamp. So it's three things that happen in stage, this stage, right? So you pull a hand, then that cuts into the insulation around the wires, right? And then comes down the clamping. That's on that side. So that's a cutting thing that cuts into the insulation around the wire. And then there's the jaw. It's very clever. There's the wire, first comes down the wire thing, the cutter, to cut off the insulation there, right? Then comes down the clamping, and then once it's sort of clamped, then the unit strips the fucking insulation off the wire. That's a very, very, very incredible sort of mechanism. So, yeah, that's the thing. If you can keep, here's your little super duper torch. If you can keep the dust and shit, then you can pop it in your top pocket and you can have dust and grit and fucking all sorts of things land on it, and it won't get into the mechanism, and it won't get into the USB connection, and it won't fuck things up. It won't short things out or bloody grind them out or fucking damage your nose. That little bit of tape, well, I've timed these, you know, timed them from a full charge, so you get about 2 hours of fucking full run time, P per charge. So if I'm only using it for a few minutes here and there to peer into things, it's quite good. But anyway, back to the fucking complaint. You know, it just... It's the people who do really fucking stupid shit that's made me so fucking smart, you know? Because you have to figure out how to deal with them and have to figure out workarounds, and you have to figure out, you know. So I wanted to update my VPN. So the Linux software has, you know, like a couple of fucking versions behind, and it said, oh, update with this version. And I can't see what... I think it was the version that I've already got. And I've told the VPN company, you have fucked this up so badly. Because all the display, you know, is in a little area like that, and half the countries, half the servers are off the screen that way, and when you've got all the servers on the screen, there's sort of two columns. One's the country, yeah, so that's the country, and that's the server, you know. So when you can see the country, you know, you can't see the servers, and when you see the servers, you can't see the country because they're fucking, you know, and they've locked, you can't enlarge the fucking box, and it's not resizing, it has no resizing, it's locked. So in order to get in to see if, you know, to download the latest version, you've got to fucking put in your account details, but when your account, you can't remember fucking squat because you've only ever been there like once or twice. You know, you just got to go round this fucking round and round and round and round. Oh, security check and passwords and this and that. And it's like, fuck, why does it have to be so hard? If you cunts are sort of fucking experts on security, why do you have such a insidiously cuntish fucking method for trying to fucking see if you can download just the latest version, you know? Fuck. Oh. Well, anyway, when you've got big hands, oh, it actually looks like urine. That can be fucking. But you know, like a hand, like a small sort of pinch of cloves. I wouldn't call it a brilliant clove tea, as in brilliant, because if you have it, it's actually when the cloves have soaked for a while, they go from being something that you can eat. Oh, I'll try that, you know. They go to being, after they've soaked for a while, they go to being quite strong. You know, and yeah, it's not a brilliant tea, it's not really nice, it's just not horrible, you know, and so it's a fair sort of a fucking drink, you know, you know. Turmeric tea's all right, you know. I got work to do, guys. It's finally cooled down enough to not be bloody what's the weather? Like, you know, we've gone from 48 degrees Celsius in the late afternoon about 2 or 3 weeks back to having, you know, like 13 degrees Celsius in the morning, but at 100% humidity. Fuck. And so it's just like, you know, late afternoon, it's like, fuck, you know. Like chicken, being a chicken in an oven bag. So I can't fucking, it's too hot. So rather than fuck around with air conditioning and all sorts of things, you know, just go into a, climb into bed and go into a coma, you know. Yeah, it's, I should talk about current issues. It's good to see, Israel, you fucking Jew cunts, getting a fucking bombing. You earned it. You fucking assholes earned it, you know. And so it's good to see all the boom, boom, boom Tel Aviv songs coming out. Boom, 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 Tel Aviv. You know, you fucking assholes have made yourselves really unpopular globally. Everybody's fucking sick of your Jew cult bullshit. You know? And, and that's all being a Jew is it's just a fucking cult, you know, with all your mythology and superstition and made up fucking stories and, you know, oh, the prophecy, oh, you know, fuck off. You're like a fucking plague around the planet. And I rescued a very, very old version. It was really well done. I mean, this is really fucking good, but it was a Ford translation of Mein Kampf in an audiobook. And because it came on two DVDs, I kept the introduction on one of them. I digitized the whole thing, right? All the files. I kept the introduction. That's my fucking, yeah. I kept the introduction off the first DVD, deleted it from the second, converted, it's a very, very, very obscure file format, and I could find almost nothing left in the world that would play it. You know, and I know how to search really deeply and long and hard and all sorts of things, he says as he cleans the crap out of his belly button. And this was absolutely excellent work, but you know, it's like, you know, if you go back in steps of every 5 years, like 5 years, 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 and you get all, not every phone company, mobile phone manufacturer under the sun. But you'll find that there's all these manufacturers coming up with their own versions of audio formats and recording, you know, the compression and audio quality. Now, a lot of those things, some of them were really fucking good, so you could sit there with your phone and record your conversations or whatever. But just having a flashback to someone I don't like. And his phone. And just a fucking scumbag and a fucking idiot. And so what happened was, yeah. But it was, and you'll find that almost all of those unique sort of manufacturers recording formats have fucking disappeared. You know, the phones have long gone, the phone recording formats have disappeared, and so have all the codecs and all the fucking players that would have played them. They're fucking gone, you know. And, oh, God. So, you know, so I rescued it. And I converted them all into MP3s, and then I joined it into one long fucking file, and it's about 25 hours long. And I made a very, very simple version for, what's it called? I made a very, very simple version for video platforms, so you could upload it as a MP4 or whatever. And I made a MP3 version for people who just wanted to play it on devices, you know. And because I've had to alter my sleeping patterns according to the weather, you know, I've been listening to the stuff I turned it on, listened to it, fall asleep, wake up during different parts of the night listening to it. And because I've changed my sleeping hours, I'm listening to different parts of it. And like these Jew fucking cunts, you know, from the Soviet Union and all the Bolshevik bullshit, you know. You know, these Jew cunts, they lie about fucking everything, you know. When Idi Amin figured out that his friends, the Jews, were fucking fleecing the country, just robbing Uganda, he kicked them all out. And then there's a guy called John Bird who did the Idi Amin, you know, Idi Amin is the most amazing man that the world has seen from, from the king of the mountain to the king of the sea, Idi Amin, you know, and they fucking, these fucking Jew cunts ragged him, you know, and Idi Amin, you know, said, we're going to do a hostage exchange on Israel, you get all, I forget the deal, it was the victory at Entebbe Airport, sort of film fiasco, and that's where that fucking cunt, that Jew cunt, Idi, what's his name? Benjamin Netanyahu's brother was a commando leader who got fucking shot, you know. And poor little Bibi's been pissy ever since, you know. The thieving cunts got shot. One of these thieving cunts got shot, you know, performing a robbery, you know. And then he's pissing, then Bibi's pissy about it ever since, you know. You know, you're a criminal, Bibi. And, yeah. Where was I going with this? Yeah, well, anyway, that gets... Yeah, I'll put this in the ultra. I'm tired and I've got lots to do. Yeah, anyway, I put this in the little $30 ultrasonic cleaner for the spectacles, you know, like a drop of fucking detergent and some water. And you can see... Then after... Yeah, you can see where the corrosion, where the source went in up under the into the mechanism and sort of rusted it, because you can see a rust stripe there, you know what I mean? And it kind of, because there's work on spring pressures and, you know, loading one, then, you know, it just goes, close the jaws around the wire to cut the, to start cutting the bite into the insulation and clamp on the wire and then pull them apart. These three mechanisms, you know, if one is a bit sticky or seizes, it fucks the whole thing up. It's one of those things that just has to go woof, and woof, and then woof, and your wire's stripped, you know. But anyway, so, yeah. I should start picking topics and talking at length. You know, one of the things I do is there's so much there's a lot of good points. But as Terence pointed out, yoo-hoo, Terence! Oh, God. Terence! Come to supper! Well, as Terence once pointed out, the art of sort of what the Jews do is they, you know, buy up all this fucking influence and they've got all these cunts in there, you know, gutless fucking cunts who have no morals or principles. They buy them up in different countries and then they tell them what to say as their news and current affairs and all that sort of shit. And then these cunts from all these other places feed that information back to all the people in the West. And the people in the West go, oh, really? Oh, fuck, it must be true. So, oh, God. What did I do? I've got to do fucking so much. Yeah, so what those fucking cunts do, you know, is that it's just bullshit. Coming bullshit and lying coming from all directions, you know. You know, from, it's like there's people who do their own programs, but see, it's like, oh, how do I put this in words? The more time you allocate to researching is the more time you can get what you believe is honest information, and if you really want to put more time onto that, you can verify it where, you know, where possible, and then you can represent that, right? But if your sources are very, very limited and your time is limited, that will tend to limit the fucking accuracy and the scope and the research for verifying all the information that you come across. And I'll pause this for a minute. No! You gotta look at the time counter. Now it's paused and now it's running. So, you can't. It's important not to sort of denigrate people who are making sincere efforts to tell the truth. When their time is limited, their sources are limited, the ability to verify that information is limited, so they're telling stories that aren't true or are only partly true, or they don't know about how the fucking Jews go around all these different countries, fuck with their news services, so the news services feed us fucking crap back. Get off. And yeah, so, oh God, oh, no, bloody. So there's a lot to deal with, And then you got to get on with stuff in your own life, because you got to get shit done, you know. And I know, I'll go have a good strong cup of tea. The clove fucking tea is not a bad tea, but you know, the clove tea is a good tea. But anyway, I'm a bit chaotic, a bit disorganised, a lot to do. Yeah, so I just got to get busy, guys. I'll catch you on. Yeah, well, that was the thing with mine camp, because of my different sleeping hours. I've been listening to big chunks of all the fucking stuff, you know, like put it on. I don't play it when I'm up and busy, you know, but when I'm resting and in bed and stuff like that, you know. And what I've, you know, many years ago, I got a copy of Mein Kampf, but that was the British version that was done by, you know, these fucking asshole Jews from Russia. And it was a fucking bullshit. It was a real mind fucked to read. It was the only book that I've ever read. Like, I could read 20 pages at a time, just, you know. And over time, I'd read, say, 20 pages, and by the time a month went past, I'd be down to, say, 15, then 10, then 5, then 2 or 3, and then sort of like 1 or 2 pages, and then 1 page, and then half a page, and then like a paragraph, a couple of paragraphs, and then, and it was so bad, I got like 1/3 of the way through the book, and I thought, I can't finish this, this is so fucking... And then, you know, decades later, I'm finding out that the fucking Jews had fucked with that. And, you know, when I got hold of the Ford version, you know, and when I got hold of this version, which I rescued and then reposted on assorted sites around the internet, and then a year or two or three later, you know, I actually got to start listening, because it's my attention span, there's a lot to do, there's a lot going on, and I don't have fucking time to sit there and go, oh, that's really good, you know. So I do it when I'm in bed, usually. And, yeah, getting back to that thing with Idi Amin and the Jews and how they fucking railed that cunt. They called him a drunkard and a brute and a mass murderer and a fucking killer and a savage and a fucking... They just... But when you actually see Idi Amin for yourself and you listen to what he's got to say for himself and you listen to what he says about the Jews, he's actually very clever, and he's actually... comes across as a really decent sort of a fucking man, you know. And, you know, so what happens with what I learnt from the big, when Idi Amin kicked all the fucking Jews out of, the thieving fucking Jews out of Uganda, and the whole fucking bullshit trip, they start this global smear campaign to discredit him. What I found out about Idi from himself years later, or decades later, because I was quite young when that victory at Entebbe Airport sort of stuff fizzed out. Um, But what I come to see from him, from in his own words and in his own videos, I think he was a really fucking decent sort of a person. And what I've seen with the global smear campaigns of these fucking arsehole Jews have been conducting against the Germans, the people of Germany, and against Adolf Hitler, and all the censoring and all the lying and all the obscuration and all the fucking bullshit that these fucking Jew cunts have fucking been up to. You know, the lying about the Holocaust never happened. You know, there were people who were in work camps. And, you know, he's a cunt for that. You see him in action. I love him to bits. Just how many bits is open for fucking. But so what happens is, you know, when I've been listening to this, the Ford translation of Mein Kampf, I've been going, fuck, this Adolf Hitler was extremely switched on. He's very intelligent. His knowledge and of all these different topics, from families, housing, employment, all these other sorts of things, he is probably, I guess, one of the most intelligent and one of the most honest people I've ever come across in politics, you know. And then I look at how Jews are just consummate liars. That's their default setting. Their cult is a bullshit cult. Their superstitious crap that they peddle is bullshit. You know, they're just fucking nastiness. It's just wall-to-wall bullshit, you know. So, you know, I want you to have a go and have a listen to Mein Kampf. You know, do it whatever way you can do it. There's a lot. 25 hours straight is a lot. But, you know, you can put it on pause. Listen to it. It's solid. It's solid fucking good reasoning. And it's solid insights. And it's solid good program type stuff. I think the man was a good man. I think he gave a shit about his country and his people, and he gave the, you know, and he exposed the Jews for what they are. Just fucking assholes. You know? So, you know, if you can get like, it's not extremely data dense, but it's very dense in sort of information, you know? So like maybe, you know, and I've listened to it sort of end to end, like, you know, sort of a sleeping and awake and, you know, all those sorts of bits and pieces. I've probably listened to it about a, not solidly all the way through, but, you know, and I've just gone, fuck, you know. And with something that has a lot of information, it takes a while to absorb. And it takes a while to process it. And so it takes a while to sort of soak in and get a comprehensive picture, you know, of, and I'm just going, fuck, I'm really impressed. I'm honestly really fucking impressed. And these Jew scabs, they're fucking idiots, assholes, and losers. Just thought of someone really bad. But they're idiots. Jews are just fucking scabs that just ruin everything. And they're out for themselves no matter what countries they are in. They're not. It's a criminal cartel, you know. That's all it is. They're just fucking You know, they're just fucking the scum of the earth. So, you know, get into that fucking mind camp. Maybe, you know, when you're waking up, when you're up in the morning and sitting at breakfast, you know, play, say, 20 minutes in the morning so you can, you know, cook your eggs and bacon and have your toast and a cup of coffee and just to think about things, you know, as you sort of come into life, you know. And 20 minutes a day, 7 days a week. What's that? It's 140 minutes. That's like 2 hours that you can get through. If you do 20 minutes a day, 6 days a week, that's 2 hours a week. And if it's 25, I think it's 25 and a half hours. So you can digest it, you know. And so that would be, you know, 20 hours in the, or 20 minutes in the morning, 6 days a week. And for 12 weeks, I think it is, you know, 2 hours a week. 12 times 2 is 24, 25. Yeah, 13 or 14 weeks, you know, at 20 minutes a day. And because Hitler was an extremely astute man who gave a lot of thought and provided a lot of information and a lot of detail, I'm not glad he went to prison in Lansdowne prison and was there for 9 months or something, but he used his time well. And see, all the Jews spread all this fucking shit about him, but he was an immaculate dresser. Let's look up to him for that, you know. When you understand what he was about, by going by what he had to say about himself and how he perceived the world, that's a lot different to saying, oh, Nazis are bad, you mustn't salute, oh my God, you know, you're offending the Jews, oh, we're oppressed, remember the Holocaust. You can tell those fucking cunts to shove it up their fucking ass, and you can learn to think for yourself, you know. So, yeah. So I reckon, you know, I'm not going to say it should be mandatory, but if you listen to, say, him for 20 minutes a day every day, and that's like, say, 13 weeks, for 20 minutes a day every 6 days, you know, for 13 weeks, and just repeat that cycle for a couple of years, you get to learn what an incredibly clever and sound of mind man this man Adolf Hitler really was. You know, and it's important to do your own thinking for yourself and to seek good influences, you know, good influence, positive people, you know. And you know, don't. All right, do you want to go outside? Okay, come on, I'll let him outside. Yeah, back. Yeah, back again. You know, like, if you allow, this is why gossips are such fucking retarded cunts. They're like shoplifters. They go out in their little gangs and they steal shit from all these other places, and then they come back and they pat each, oh mate, good score, you're a fucking top bloke, mate. No, you're a fucking thief and you're a scumbag. You have no integrity. And it's not like, you know, See, this is a lovely copper disc, 3 millimetres thick. I want to make my own long-term sobriety medallion, you know? So I go get them. Then I work out how to etch. That's very... Fuck these. You open the fucking door and the flies coming out of the cold night air, and then you're bombarded with flies at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. Cunts. And Australian flies are really bad because they like to go for the back of the fucking elbow and they wriggle around, and then they buzz around in circles, and they land on the back of your arm, and then they buzz around in circles, and they land on the back of your arm, and they buzz around in circles, you know. They're just... Die, motherfucker. That's a lesson. Like, right, watch this. Where is it? See, and that's how to spray flies. Go on. Fuck off. Cunts. But if you work the trigger very exactly, what flies do is they feel the pressure as something is... Get a candle, right? I don't have any fucking candles on me. But if you go like that, say that's a candle, right? If you go like that, you'll see the flame move according to the pressure waves, you know? And that's how flies detect where something is coming at them, because they can feel the pressure wave, and then they take the best fucking route out of there. And so you don't try and swat the fly, you try and kill the fly in the direction that it's going to go, you know? And so, if you see that, where's a black thing? So if you get that extremely small, if you aim it at the fly's going to detect the pressure wave of that moving mass of spray, and then it's just going to fuck off. But if you, where's my fucking hand? Say that's the fly, and you aim a tiny little spray, where's my fucking hands? If you aim a tiny, or swap hands, right? Because I'm right-handed. Or ambidextrous, actually. If that's the fly there, and if you aim just a tiny, 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 tiny little spurt, and then that cloud just shoots out, and then that very, very fucking fine spray comes down on the fly, you poison the fly, you get to kill the fly, you know. No, out, gone. So that's how to get very, very efficient use of your fly spray. You don't go, psst, you know, get off. So that's how you do it, you know. Just a tiny, tiny little squirt, and it just goes forward, loses momentum, and starts to, it goes forward, loses momentum, starts to spread out, and then comes down vertically, you know, very, very, a very fine mist, and the fly doesn't get the pressure wave and the fucking need to escape. It just gets a fine fog of fucking spray coming down on it, and it gets poisoned and dies. That's how you use fly spray. It's not... You know? Yeah, but back to Mein Kampf. You know, I've been listening to same, you know, I've had a Mein Kampf on loop for about 5 or 6 days or something like that. So I just play it at night stuff, and sometimes I'll lie in bed for an hour or two, and different times during the night I just wake up and listen to it, and, you know, put it on pause when in the morning or whatever. Knowledge of family, housing affordability, employment, all these other really, really, really good social programs were fucking brilliant. You know, and he talked about how the Jews destroy families, they destroy communities, they destroy societies, you know. And they just, the cunts are just lining their own pockets, you know. Get off, get out. And, you know, and, yeah, he explained it really well, and his insights were deep. And it's logically they connect. I didn't agree with I didn't agree with everything he said, but he joined the dots on all the fucking issues, and I said that makes sense. And especially now, historically, when we've got all this information and all the fucking Jews are absolute fucking scumbags and liars and thieves, and it's a cult, you know. And then you can see what fucking, what a bullshit trip Christianity is, you know. And I'm actually a Muslim, because when I got drug free 38 years ago, sort of heading towards, halfway towards 39 years ago, I needed people who were straight, who didn't do drugs, and I needed people, you know, to hang out with that weren't just, you know, death is that way, I got to go this way, you know. And so I explored all the religious options, a number of religious options, from being a Mormon, and to being sort of looking at Catholicism, and all, you don't change, all you do is just parrot their fucking crap, you know. And when I became a Muslim, you do a Muslim sort of shit trip by parroting the fucking, they tell you, yes, I believe Muhammad is the one true prophet of God, you know, and you know, and then you're a Muslim, you know, you just say that fucking, but how insane these people are in browbeating you into fucking compliance and going along, you know. And unfortunately for them, I've got strength of character. I won't put up with bullshit, you know, being told what to think by fucking idiots who can't think outside the little box, you know what I mean. And, you know, when I became a Mormon, you know, I went to the baptism, they dressed me all in white because it's a sign of purity. And then there were all these fucking brain dead cunts, eh? Oh, we could go into some deep shit, but anyway. I said, well, how do you feel about tithing? You know, we'd like you to donate, you know, for the 10% of your income for the works of the Lord. And I said, well, there's all these homeless people's soup kitchens I'd like to donate to. That's a wonderful idea. And they fucking, their brain cells are because they don't. They're meaning you're going to give 10% of your income to us because we are the workers of the Lord, you know. And when I flipped it on, when I, you know, said, yeah, donating, giving 10% of my income for the works of the Lord. Yes, it's Sister Mary's soup kitchen that feeds all the fucking homeless and the derelicts and the winos, you know, and hungry people, you know. That's a good idea. But they couldn't say, well, we didn't mean them, we meant us. And then when I went for the baptism, dressed all in white for pure, as a symbol of purity. Well, my friend at the time, he got me in the grapple, you know, in the down into the fucking font, or this sort of like an in-ground sort of spa thing, you know. And the first time I went under, you know, leaned back, you know, then I came up and they go, oh, a little bit of his hair was showing, a little bit of his fucking hair, that bit there, yeah, that very fucking bit, you know. He didn't go under. It has to be a full immersion, you know. So I went under again. Got me in the grapple, went backwards, got, you know. And, you know, he got me in the fucking, you know. And when I went under, I came up and I said, oh, a little bit of his finger was showing. You know, that wasn't a full immersion. We've got to do it again. Oh, has to be a full immersion. You know, well, my hair, you know, my finger went under the first time and my hair went under the second time. And then I thought, oh, I'm starting to get really fucked. These people are such stupid cunts, you know. I thought. So the third time I went under and I went fucking right to the bottom of the pool, and then I came up and then again, oh, he's one of us, he's baptised. And I just looked at it and I thought, you fucking stupid cunts. You fucking simpletons. You fucking brain dead idiots. And then I left and never went back. You know? So I'm a Mormon. And, you know, when I got into the fucking... and I looked at the bloody... Catholics, they were just as useless as fuck, you know. It's just sitting around and going, oh, you know, and just saying all the bullshit and going along with all the bullshit doesn't fundamentally change you as a person. It just means you're dumb enough to play charades, you know. Let's go along with this pantomime of fucking crap. And, yeah, but when I was a Muslim, you know, they browbeat me into this fucking... doctrine, you know, and then I said, I'm not wearing any of this fucking crap, you know, this superstitious fucking bullshit. And what I've also come to see is that these a lot of these diehard fucking Christians, they're just a brainwashed versions, you know, of the Jew. The Muslims are fucking brainwashed versions of the Jew. The Christians are brainwashed versions of the Jew. It's just a fucking cult, fucking crap. You know what I mean? You know, if you can, you know, explain to me how a dead guy comes back to life and then, you know, goes into low Earth orbit, you know, and lives in an invisible kingdom. You know, fuck off. You know. But I do have a real... I've seen things. I've connected with things that we are, instead of being apart from, we are a part of. And that's like all life on the planet, you know. There's something magical going on and we're all a part of it. And it's not these fucking bullshit, you know, cults. You know? So, I might end this here. But get into that Mein Kampf, the Ford version that I've uploaded. It's extremely fucking deep, you know, and when you look at these fucking lying shitbags on the Jew payroll, you know, fuck them off. the Jew media, the Jew fucking communications, the Jew impositions, the Jew thieving, the Jew scamming, the Jew fucking lying, you know. It's a cult. It's not a fucking... It's not... You know? It's all made up, make-believe fucking crap to get you under the thumb. Once they get you fucking, you know, they get, it's like giving you a bit of a shove so you're on the back foot. And once you're on the back foot, you can be pushed in any fucking direction, you know. That's called manipulation. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.